Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Sam.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
It's unbelievable.
You're trying to remix in the, with the intro in there? Trying to remix yourself in there?
Yeah, because this is just not, you know, I guess when it says show got the hottest host, you know, they don't know. It could be me. It could be you. But I think I'm the hottest host that, you know, one of the hottest hosts on the show besides Jazzy B. I mean, and then you're, you know, wonderfully third, but the ladies, come on.
Oh damn. Okay. Karma Cafe. I guess as you could tell, this is the only cafe where there are no menus and you will be served what your ass is deserved. So all right, we got a hot show for you guys tonight. We got some independent music, some upcoming music, some music to help you woosah. You know what I mean? Help you release that stress. We don't want you putting your hands on the supervisor tomorrow because he done fucked with you all week long and you're going to mess around and bust until you see the white meat and you're going to get 30 days. So to help you prevent from getting 30 days, you can call us in and tell us your problems and we'll help you vent. We're what we call hood solve them because we are the hood therapists. So, all right, what's some other things we got going on tonight there, Miss Unbelievable?
Well, you know, we've always got the weather because I get paid to do that. You know what I'm saying? And then we got some hot topics. And then we got who's bumping who and who's getting to that. You know, call the gossip entertainment news. And we got some hot topics that's on our minds. And maybe y'all call in and we can put y'all topics and help y'all stay out of jail because, yeah. Is the judge there? I don't know. I'm just saying. They're a little sketchy and iffy right now.
Right. So, okay. So, all right. Let's go ahead and jump into our first track tonight. You know, here's one thing. No, I'm just going to play the song. I ain't going to do too much. We're going to wait till we get into that meat of the show. You dig? So, check it out. This is Legal Money.
Ooh.
Monstrous Radio Live. Karma Cafe. Yeah.
We live, y'all. Hit us up 424-243-9649.
Yeah,
gotta press one
though. Yeah, I hustle day by day. Yeah, I hustle day by day. Take money, make money, bills get paid. I don't give a damn if you clean hallway. Everybody don't trap. That's all I gotta say. Everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at. Everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at. Everybody don't trap. Right around town, window down, blowing stress out. Bust a blunt, save a split, throw the rest out. No speed, no care, buck a seatbelt. Turn another street to my dad light blink. Niggas don't like me cause I don't bling bling. But the hell with the shiny shit, money is the same. Listen, I think I'm like, I know my circle not perfect. Even frame, Lucas, no attention not worth it. Showing up for people like working in a circus. So I dress with a purpose like a soldier in a service. If you're doing numbers with the squares like a domino. Breaking bricks, getting money like a Mario. Next move, keep it to yourself, they don't need to know it. And if they hate selling this, can't stop the money flow, bitch. Grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to drown. Lawyer to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got me seeing better days. Legal money got me living out my dreams. And I grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to drown. loyal to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got us seeing better days. Legal money got us living out a dream. Yeah, I hustle day by day. Take money, make money, bills get paid. I don't give a damn if you clean all the way. Everybody don't trap, that's all I gotta say. Everybody don't trap, everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody got mouths to feed. I make it work from a check every 2 weeks. Every double bag you see ain't money and weed. I work hard, play harder than an athlete. Second pay vacays on multiple days. And I travel anywhere except out of space. Looking better than the rest, I feel out of place. Never worry about the bitches that be all in my face. Fuck a thot in the pills they pop. Grind on my mind, legal money don't stop. Never worry about a setup under fans that pot. Only time I hustle back was if I cover wide out. Run around. You can tell I got money from the Boston Big. All I do is invest in expensive trip. Watch a game where the Yankees play. In the Bronx, getting paid on the day off, living it up. Grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to jump. Loyal to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got me seeing better days. Legal money got me living out my dreams. And I grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to drown. Loyal to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got us seeing better days. Legal money got us living out a dream. Yeah, I hustle day by day. Take money, make money, bills get paid. I don't give a damn if you clean all the way. Everybody don't trap, that's all I gotta say. Everybody don't trap, everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Yeah, I hustle day by day.
Karma Cafe, Monsters Radio Live, Thursday night, we're here almost every night of the week, So all right, we still got the weather coming up here, just a few moments, from Miss Unbelievable. It is, talking about she get paid, I want my cut, the hell, the foot.
No, you can come eat,
you
though,
know you got me.
But you can't get no cut. You come eat, though, you can't have no cut. I'll feed you, my nigga, but you cannot have the food stamps. They cut down on my bill. I'm for real. I'm just saying. You can come take a little bite.
It's all right. I'm going to be open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the next 3 months.
What?
I'm just saying.
What'd you say, though? What happened? I said a bite. I didn't say entrees. I didn't say entrees. I said a bite. I said a bite. You come get a bite.
You said a bite?
Bite.
Well,
yeah, a bite.
Shit, I'm coming to get a bite of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And even your snacks, goddammit. I need a bite of your snacks, too. You got ice cream? I got ice cream. Get it? You got candy bars? I got ice cream. That's what it's going to be like. You can come eat, but you can't get a cut. Now you just get a bite. I mean, damn. I ain't that big, but I mean,
I said you come eat and get a bite. I mean, you can get full, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you full, though.
Mm-hmm.
Get some carbs in you, though,
mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
With your bite. It's going to be a lovely
mm-hmm.
bite, though. It's going to be a down-home-cooked bite. It ain't going to be no fast food bite. It's going to be a down-home. You know how black folks got their bite. I ain't talking about the white folks' bite. I'm talking about the black folks' bite.
So that was funny. I ain't never heard nobody break it down like that. You said down home. I thought you were going to say good cooking, like the ba-la-la-la-la-la. You said good home cooking bite. I mean, just can y'all imagine that? Her just cooking a bite. That's it. That's it. Just a bite of potato. Maybe a bite of chicken, a bite of meatloaf, and a bite of some spaghetti. I'm just saying, can you imagine just making a bite? Just a
But But imagine the best bite of your life, though, because that's how I throw down. It's the best bite of your life.
Okay, I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say this. Then we're gonna get to this weather. But that best bite is really the worst bite. You know why? Because you can't get another bite. I mean, damn. How you have one good one? You got me all ready for some orange juice, and ain't no more damn orange juice. You dig? I'm just saying. Come on now.
But, okay. Make you come back for more, though, bro. I'm just saying. Make you come back for more. Because you know where that delicious bite is. Make you come back for more. Keep you wondering,
no.
Like, oh, I got to go back and get some out down home cook right. I'm just saying. Okay? I'm just saying. And you know you get that little, because it's good, the little pop in your mouth, because it's that good. It's just that good. Okay.
No, your finessing is not working tonight. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me, young Jedi. Done with the weather. Try to slick me with that. Just a bite.
But you're thinking about that bite, though, right now. I'm just saying. You got Minneapolis.
I am. I ain't gonna lie.
You know what I'm saying. Partly sunny at 76. Feels like 76, but we're at 79. Our London time, because it's a nice time over there for them right now. They're 6 hours ahead. It's 54 for them. Yeah, yeah. Nice breeze out there. And Paris is 57. Atlanta, it's 87. They're warm. They're a little warm. And they're having a little warm. New York, excuse me, is 73. Dallas is 89. San Juan is 88. Phoenix is 106. Los Angeles is 81. And if you guys want us to have your city or state represented in our Monsters Radio Around the World weather, hit us up on our Monsters Radio page, www.monstersradio.com, or our Facebook pages, the Monsters, or, yeah, Monsters Radio. We look forward to seeing you and hear from you.
Right.
And there you go
right.
With the radio around the world.
And we come into your house to get a bite. Get in. Yes, right. I'm coming to your house and I'm getting a bite. I'm getting a bite of your breakfast, your lunch, and your dinner, and your snacks. You got snacks, I got snacks. That's right. Make sure you add yourself. Don't have my snacks if you don't want to. So let's see. What do I got for Breather? What do we got for the who's bumping who, who's getting fat? What topics we got? What are we gonna be on?
Well, there is some R. Kelly. We got to keep them updated about the hurricane. And her. She's going on tour. We're going to talk about her. T.I. and Tiny. And when I read this, I've got a question out of what I'm going to read for that. So be ready for that. T.I. and Tiny. We're going to talk about them. And who's the highest paid, the world's highest paid rapper? Who do you think? Top the highest paid rappers. Give you that info in a bit.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. Well, all right, y'all. Well, check it out. Let me see. Here's some R&B music to help you woo-sah too, to help you release the vibes. They're not even fighting. I'm just saying. You dig? Check it out. This is Devon Terrell. It's called You Different. Monsters Radio Live. This is Karma Cafe. Some R&B. Yeah.
Let's get it. Let's go. Woo-sah.
I'm your type, no way. You just made my day. Sliding in my DM, I've been stalking on your page. I would never show you my excitement to have you, but goddamn, I can't front. I'm feeling like I got it. Maybe we can run through the city, top down, smoke blunts in the wind. Baby girl, everything free. Make sure that you bring your ID, drinks on me. Whoa, fuck it up. I just just wanna show you a good time. Up to my niggas cause you're so fine. Thinking of hate, I know. I ain't got your number, no. I ain't got your name, no. All I got is links, I got me paid some shit like every day. My whole squad know ya. I put you in the chat to go crazy. They probably follow you, but they know that I'm crazy. You belong to me, you don't know that. Baby girl, I promise I can show that. I just want you so bad. Not afraid to say it, cause I got a feeling you got everything I need. I can tell just by your feet that you not like each other, girl. Cause you different, you different. I notice, yeah. Cause you different, you different. Notice, I want something different, yeah. I think that's you, yeah. I with the old and bring in the new. Oh, girl, you different, you different, you different, you different. I want you like right now, I'm hella hype now. Started in my DM, now we meet it face to face. Your homegirl said don't fuck it up. I know better, I don't want no smoke with your friends. I just wanna focus on getting you to my grave. I'm thinking of hate, I know. I ain't got your number, no. I don't got your name, no. All I got is things I copy, paste some shits like every day. My whole squad know ya. I put you in the chat to go crazy. They probably follow you, but they know that I'm crazy. You belong to me, but you don't know that. Baby girl, I promise I can show that. I just want you so bad. Not afraid to say it, cause I got a feeling you got everything I need. I can tell just by your feet that you not like these other girls. Cause you different, you different. I notice, yeah. Cause you different, you different. I notice. I want something different, yeah. That's you, yeah. I with the old and bring in the new. Oh, girl, you different. You different. You different. You different. I've been in so many places. I'm tired of guessing. I don't learn my lesson. But you got something different, shawty. You know what I'm saying. Don't know how you feel about it. We can talk about it, cause I want something different, yeah. I think that's you, yeah. I with the old and bring in the new. Oh, girl, you different. You different. You different. You different.
Monstrous Radio.
Charlie Cafe. Cafe with the R&O menu. So, all right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to open up the lines again right after this one. We just need some more time to get some fresh air. This is Future. You know the number. Hit us up.
Cooking breakfast. rushing at the backyard looking sexy. Cash out Cardi, not child. Don't let y'all dreams come to rise. I be right back on my other pallet for the week.
Sometimes that's what you got to do to avoid getting your 30 days. Just go outside, get some fresh air, and woosah, and just let it go. You dig? Sometimes that's very hard, but sometimes you just got to let it go. So, all right, we got some things we're going to talk about tonight. Should we get into the who's bumping who, who's getting fat?
Yeah, but I have one question for you. One question.
Okay.
Do you mind? So, we
hold
all
on, let me
see
get my
like. All right, get your lawyer. You got him.
Okay, he's there.
Okay.
We ready.
So, you ready? When we think of London and Paris, we think of it as a romantic place. Would you consider? Because you know those who haven't went, but we see all the movies that does shoot over there, and they show the Eiffel Tower. Is that? And then some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a romantic place? Would you take your honeymoon there? Considering, you know, you're international and be over there all the time and know some of the spots and see some of the spots.
See me. I'm going to get married.
Did you consult your lawyer?
Yeah. I'm going to get married in Puerto Rico. Get it? But I have been to Paris. I have been to
my spot.
There are some spots that are very, very beautiful in both cities. That is a great place to go. Like, I said, if you was going to do a honeymoon, I would say go to multiple cities. That would be a great honeymoon to go to Paris maybe for 3 days, go to London for 3 days. You know what I mean? Something like that. Because they both are, like, especially, like, I think it's 10 o'clock. Every night, 10 o'clock, the Eiffel Tower lights up and starts to sparkle. Like glitter lights, like a
wow.
Dancing ball light. It's always
mm-hmm.
beautiful. It's a wonderful thing to look at. I'm just saying. Also walking along, you know, the waterfront there with the Eiffel Tower and, you know, the backdrop of all the other things. It's very romantic. It's very romantic.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Would you consider, how are the streets made? Are this concrete? Is it cobblestone? Is it, how are the streets made? You know, are they small? Is it congested? Is it big?
I have to say the streets are very narrow. I mean, they're very narrow. They figure out a way how to make it work. It wouldn't work for me, but they figure out a way how to make it work for them. So that's all that matters. But it's kind of narrow. There's barely enough room, and they don't have like the big cars that we got. Like I didn't see not one 6-4 there. You did. You didn't see those.
Okay.
You know, you didn't see. I maybe seen one big truck. That was about it. Talking about like a big SUV, but you didn't see them very many. Now I understand why they drive smaller cars. It's to squeeze in between down them little skinny ass streets. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Where it would normally around here it would just be a one way. But they got this funky way how they just know when to turn and turn off and just separate, and it's weird as hell. Matter of fact, I got to get my video thing up of it of me actually driving in London. That's why y'all on the other side of the street, and I had problems. I'm just saying, your boy had problems. You can check it out. It's going to be up real soon. Let's see. I guess I should put it up on monstersradio.com. It's the best place for them to find it. On the center trip. But, oh, my goodness, yeah, it's a little different driving over there. Even when you're coming off a street and you want to merge, turn into traffic, they will wait for you. You know, here people be like, you better wait your turn. Nuh-uh, stop sign. No, that means you stop, not me. I keep going. You got to wait. No, they'll slow down for you. Like, come on. I was like, what? They let us in like that? In America, you would have to run. It's almost a fight. I'm just saying, it is what it is. But they was real nice like that. Maybe it was just where I was at. I don't know. But it seemed to be all over, no matter where I was at in London. But the driving was different. I freaked out quite a few times driving. Like, oh, I forgot we was on the wrong side of the street. Oh, whew. I was like, don't y'all know y'all coming at each other? Oh, my goodness. Oh, and then a couple times.
Something interesting.
What's that?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, and then there was a time I thought a 9-year-old was driving. I'm like, duh, dummy.
Oh, good.
Wheels on the other side. Yeah, that's what I said. You know what? I'm surprised I even told y'all. I probably just got demoted like 3 credits. But what was you going to say?
So you talked about their manners. Okay. Are the mannerisms different? Are they more friendlier? Or are they, do they say, you know, because it's so small and congested, if they bump into you, do they turn around and look at you like, bitch, did you just hit me? Is there any of that going on there? Any of that?
I'm not going to say it's all a bag of cotton candy. You dig? But it's not like here. Like, they'll tolerate a little bit more. It's a little more relaxed there. But there are some moments I've seen some people get a little rowdy when I'm like, damn, it's not even that serious. You dig? Like, there was this one time at Carnival where the police, I don't know what they were doing. I don't know if they were trying to cut through or whatever, but they bumped this young guy. And he just, like, totally went into standing his ground. He's like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. I was like, oh, damn. Don't do it. The police pretty much left him alone. I was like, shit, Pookie. That shit would have went not like that little peanut if you was in the States. Oh, hell no. They would have crossed your ass and down that street just to show the rest of these motherfuckers we're not going for that shit. Hell no. You dig? So, but I will say that they're a little more, they're not going for so much of that
police brutality as, you know, as happens over here. Like, it just wouldn't fly as often over there. I mean, don't get me wrong. They have, like, their Trayvon Martin stories, things like that, but it's just they really, really go nuts. Yeah, they really, really go into it. Yeah.
Well, you and your lawyer can have a seat. I'm done with my questions. That wasn't awful. That wasn't that bad. But tell your lawyer he can get off the phone now.
He said he'll be all right.
Here we are.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into this. I can say that. Okay, we're not on FM, right? Right, I can say that. So let's go ahead and get into this. Who's fucking who and who's getting fat? I've been waiting to say that the right way.
You've been waiting to say that.
Inside news. So what we got going on, what type of fuckery we got going on tonight?
Okay, listen to this fuckery and foolery right here with this man right here. So R. Kelly accused of impregnating his 10-year-old cousin. They have a baby. So R. Kelly is accused of impregnating his 14-year-old cousin. The singer has been accused of being a pedophile in the past, but his latest allegations come from his brother, Carrie. In a recent interview, R. Kelly's brother claims that the singer paid family members to clean his home, and Kyra Kelly claims that one such person was a 14-year-old cousin. According to R. Kelly's brother, the singer would take her in the room and close the door. Kyra claims that he later found out that R. Kelly was having sex with his cousin and she had a child. Carrie believes that the child is R. Kelly's, even though no DNA test was taken. Carrie claims that his brother became worse after losing his mother and Aaliyah and being acquitted in 2008 child pornography case. The siblings apparently got into a physical fight at one point. Carrie alleges confronted R. Kelly about going after little girls. He wasn't condoning his behavior. Carrie maintained nothing that he believed that R. Kelly was trying to get some help, but he believes that R. Kelly is a pedophile, and it all stems from the death of his mother and the death of Aaliyah. Those were some of the triggers. So,
I mean, if Aaliyah, okay, what, you know what, okay, all right, yeah, you know, hell no, nah, man. It is what it is. It's a story. I mean, if he was already having relations with Aaliyah when she wasn't of age, doesn't that already make him a pedophile?
Absolutely.
So what did the death of some other people have to do with it? He was already doing it.
Right. I guess it just got worse.
Did he put that in the song? I don't remember hearing that in the song. It was 19 minutes, but I don't remember hearing that part.
He admitted messing with little girls. I mean, young girls, but he ain't meant nothing else. I mean, he admitted a whole bunch of stuff. You know, he admitted.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't say anything about his mother dying or anything like that.
Right. It sounds like he just admitted all his charges. That's all he did. My bad. I'm stuck on
that. That's it.
My bad.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, he just admitted what all his charges were. I admit.
What his issues are.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
so here we go. So Tamar Braxton says she was molested as a child. I've been too afraid to talk about it. So Tamar Braxton is opening up about her difficult past. Braxton, 41, revealed she was molested as a child during an appearance on the Wendy Williams Show. On Thursday, she said she's been too afraid to talk about it publicly until now. She's been battling about whether she should say something or not. Tamar says, I like to keep it real, told Wendy Williams. A lot of things happened in her childhood that she was too afraid to talk about, too ashamed. But now the truth is she's been molested by both sides of her family. The Tamar Vance reality show did not name the family members who allegedly molested her during the interview. But after this segment, the singer further explained the decision to share the difficult details of her past in an emotional Instagram post. She decided to tell Wendy and the world her secret that has been a victim of abuse not once, twice, 10, but multiple times by multiple family members. She never told anyone, not in her family, but just two people that was close to her. She continues, she's never ever again want anyone else to feel ashamed. or small and have that much control over them in their mind space. She wanted to create a space where you can tell your own story without anyone shaming you. Go tell your story, empower yourself. And she wanted you to know that no matter how many stars you have, you are the prettiest.
Right.
See, Brax new file for divorce from ex Vince opened up during her bought her new boyfriend during the week during the interview, and she described him as an African. He's wealthy. He's got dress. He's got a nice body, and he's five. Hallelujah! So it went from I am a, you know, to I got a man. Okay.
Right. And damn, did he try to go petty in the interview? Did she just slam dunk in his face, though? Oops. Guess that didn't go the way you planned it. like, oh, yeah, and her new boyfriend. Really? Okay, you going to write, yeah, he's African, which means strong. He got a nice body, which, you know, he's a little out of shape. But I'm going to leave the rest alone. But yeah. Don't you hate when that happened, though? You try to say something petty and the other person just slaps something back at you and then wins. Be like, ugh, I really can't stand you now.
Yeah.
Ugh, ugh, you'll never get the big piece of chicken. Ugh. So, all right, what else we got in this entertainment news, gossip lifestyle?
All right, H.E.R. announces I Used to Know Her tour. Her is returning to the road on her second North American headlining tour. The I Used to Know Her tour will kick off November 10th in Atlanta before making stops in cities including New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Las Vegas, and more. The 21-day trek wraps up December 20th in San Francisco. By Steve's and Tone Split will serve as supporting acts. Pre-tickets are on sale now and for general to the public. She will hit Atlanta, North Carolina, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Baltimore, Toronto, Canada, New York, Boston, Virginia, Ohio, Detroit, Chicago, Texas, Denver, Las Vegas, Santa Ana, and San Francisco. So what a nice tour.
So
no Phoenix. You guys want to hit her up? No Phoenix, no. No Minnesota cold. So she picked those states where she ain't got to be cold too long. But if you guys want to see her close to Minneapolis, Minnesota, Chicago, December 4th, or Detroit, Michigan, December 3rd. So if y'all
okay.
some her
That's
fans, hit her up.
Right. I wonder
okay.
what her name stands for. H.E.R. She reminds me of maybe you think she's related to bar none, the M.O.D. No, probably not.
Probably not.
I don't think so either. The body shapes just don't match. Okay, what else we got?
Okay, remember we're tracking the hurricane.
Okay.
And it's subject to hit landfall. And they're saying there's winds up to 110 miles per hour, 140 to 105. Thursday morning, authorities are still urging residents to leave and get out. So we will know more by tomorrow or Saturday. So the hurricane is moving in. It's hitting the Carolina coast. They're getting the rain and the wind as we speak now.
Yeah, I heard they added parts of Georgia too. I heard they added Savannah also in the morning. So if you know your people down there, please get a hold of them early so you can figure out, try to get, make sure they got a way to contact you where they may be going so you can stay in touch so, you know, you won't lose no sleep. Please make sure you get a hold of your family members ahead of time so you can find out where they're going and they got a good way to contact you.
They're telling you the ways that you can contact folks if you leave a voice message on your phone saying where you are, then it'll pick up. And then you won't have no data use. So you can use, leave a voicemail, I'm such and such, I'm here. And then the next couple of days, you use your, you change your voicemail again and says, I'm here. And then you will not lose any data. And you, they will be able to pick it up once they call your phone. So just FYI.
Ooh, good move. Good move. Now, that's your monstrous tip for the day.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
All right. Who's the highest paid rapper? Dun, da, da, da. Which rapper is the richest of them all? That would be Jay-Z and Diddy have clinched the number one and two spots on Forbes 2018 list of the highest paid rappers. Hove tops the list with a stunning $76.5 million haul that includes revenue generated from the release of 4.44 and a sold-out tour. His 2017-2018 income is dropped in the bunkers compared to an estimated $900 million net worth. Diddy made $12 million less than the Roc Nation founder, but his $65 million yield from business ventures included Ciroc, tequila, and his water was good enough for the runner-up spot. Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and J. Cole round out the top five, each having earned $58 million, $47 million, and $35.5 million respectively. Forbes reports that Nas has the biggest financial year of his career thanks to his investment in the Silicon Valley cash cows and online media. The 44-year-old multi-platinum artist made the list for the very first time with his $35 million haul that puts him just behind Cole. And Kanye West is slightly number 10 at $27.5
million.
Whoa. That Future, Kanye would be higher.
$30 million.
Mm-hmm.
Future is $30 million. Pitbull is $32 million. Nas is $35 tied with Dr. Dre. J. Cole, once again, $35.5. And that is all for our top rappers and highest paid entertainers. Millions.
There's a cheat sheet. In there. Now, unless they're talking about their yearly earnings, unless they're talking about how much they're worth, you got to remember, Jay's married. What are they talking about? Their yearly earnings?
Okay. They were talking about the network and all the things that they have. Yeah, individually. All the things that they have, you know, their adventures with the tour and all the other stuff that they've been doing, the album. And they're including their investments and everything else. So,
right. Okay. Okay. Now that I'll let ride. So I'm saying if they're going over the top, then P. Diddy technically to me will be on top because, you know, you got to add B's money in with Jay because they're married. So technically it's counted as one entity.
But if they file separately, then no. If her money is her money, and his money is his money, and then they money is they money when need be.
Right. Yep.
All right, so last one, and here comes with my question. So Tiny and T.I. take sides in a feud between Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. Why they're in a tough spot. So Tiny and T.I., are definitely feeling the negative effects of Nicki and Cardi B's feud and not sure what to do with the situation since they both have a relationship with both rappers. T.I. and Tiny do not take sides in the feud between Cardi and Nicki. A friend of Tiny's exclusively told Hollywood Life they got love for them both, but it's not an easy situation because Tiny's in a rough spot because she became good friends with both of them and wants to get involved. However, T.I. felt caught in between the midst of Nicki and Cardi's chaos. A lot of celebs in the hip-hop world are friends with both and talented women, so it's not easy to deal with the pressure of feeling like they have to choose sides. As two of the music industry biggest stars, Nicki and Cardi have made names for themselves with a lot of supporters, and sadly, their feud has seemed to divide some of the biggest fans. Nicki and Cardi feud started after Cardi tried to fight her at the Bazaar Week and accused, you know, we all know about the baby talking about her. They're arguing because T.I. says, Tiny, stay out of it. It's not your business. My question, when your husband tells you to stay out of your friend's relationship or their fight, do you listen or do you go in, like, or do you make that decision yourself? Like, if he says fail, then and it becomes an argument for your relationship, like, do you, you know what I'm saying? So my question is, do you listen? Like, when he says stay out, or do you help because you feel obligated because they're your friends?
Well, I got two answers. I got the man answer, and I got the human being answer. As a man, I say, hell yeah, you supposed to listen to me. If I say stay out that shit, stay out that shit. Because when they motherfucking get to arguing and all that fighting, don't bring that shit back to the house. No, 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 no. I don't want to be in the middle of that shit. When they get to talking, they're going to say your name. They're going to bring all of us in it. And da-da-da, da-da-da. Don't put us in that shit. Just let it ride. It's not your business. Let them work that out. But as the human being, I would say, don't nobody control you. You do what you want to do. If you want to jump in your friend's thing, you get involved in your friend's thing. But at the same time, you got to make sure it stays right there. Like, you can't bring that home. Don't come home talking to T.I. about what they done said, what they done did, da-da-da, da-da-da, because, you know, that's just what couples do. They talk about things that, you know, they normally wouldn't talk about to nobody else. So don't bring, you can't bring that back home. And when it starts to get funky over there, make sure it stays over there. Don't let them bring that stuff back to the kids and all that other stuff, or you're going to have to listen to the I told you so. You got to handle that. Don't bring that over here. Now it's going to cause problems at home. So the choice is theirs. What is your decision on whether she should listen or not?
See, I was torn when I, you know, was reading it. And when, you know, because when your husband tells you to stay out of stuff, usually he knows why, that he wants you to stay out of stuff, like you were saying. You know, it brings backlash back to the house and it causes riffraff with us. But my thing is, who are you obligated to? Like, you're obligated to your home. So I think Tiny should just stay out of it. I personally do. You know, they're your friends, but they're grown and they can make their own decision. And so I'd rather take care of home and keep home good than to go out and make their home good and their minds is messed up. So I'm staying with my husband. I'm staying with my babe. You know, okay. I may want to, you know, I may, you know, throw some advice here and there, here and there, but that's it. I ain't bringing it into my home because they ain't trying to clear up their home. So why am I going to bring something else in my home?
Right, right, right. Especially next thing you know, you trying to make a, you trying to be Ayana, what's her name? Ayana,
Ayana,
I can't remember her name. Yeah, her name. You trying to be her and you trying to be in between, trying to be a mediator. Next thing you know, you got a lump on your forehead because they trying to go at each other, throwing shoes and all kinds of things. Now you got to come home and explain that to the kids. What's that like? Mama, how you got that lump on you? Well, what happened was, see, I'm with you on that. You dig? Like I said, coming from my perspective, I'm with you. If he say, don't get involved in that, then don't get involved in that. Because like you said, 9 times out of 10, he sees something you don't see. You're emotionally involved, trying to be sensitive and caring, which there's nothing wrong with that, but right now is not the time for it. If they arguing, let them argue. Let them work that out. Usually that's in like any type thing. You know what I mean? Let somebody else work that out.
Yeah.
It's not really your problem. Not at all.
And then what usually happens, the backlash comes on you. Because then they want to say, oh, you're not being true enough friends to one or true enough friends to the other. And then so they look at you like you're supposed to make that decision. And then you want to talk to your husband about, oh, well, I want to make that, you know, they think I'm not being friends. They think I'm not being friends. He ain't trying to hear that at all.
Right.
He ain't trying to hear that. Because
right.
Now they're
and,
turning their issues on you.
Right. And I'd say that's the worst thing when you're trying to be a friend and you got two other friends trying to argue, and each one of them trying to make their point. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I get what you're saying. You're right. She right on that one. Now here she come. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, she got a point, too. Da-da-da. You know what I mean? Now they're like, well, who's right? Damn it. Both of y'all wrong. Y'all acting petty. and this is bullshit. Look at what y'all fighting over. You know, but oh, it sucks being that friend in the middle. You ever had to be that friend in the middle?
Yeah, because
really
you. Sucks. Yeah, because you know both sides. You hear their info that seems like it's a lie and not true. Then you hear the other person's info that seems like it's a lie and not true. And then you in the middle, like, y'all stories don't even sound the same. Like, your perception of it ain't the same as that perception. And you just really just want to just not even want to be in the midst of it because you're like, there's never going to be a resolution. Because they on
right.
too far spectrum. And don't let them be talking the same. And then you're like, really? And it's a petty argument. And you'd be like, really? I'm in the middle for this pettiness? No. Then you really want to just drop both of them?
Right.
And you'd be like, nah. Because now you're looking at their character like, oh, my nigga. Do they think I think like this? Because then you have to, like, reevaluate why you're hanging with them.
Right. So, all right. Okay, so do we got some more? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat?
That was it.
Okay, so that's our episode for tonight. Of who's bumping who and who's getting fat. So, look, I'm so used to saying it the proper way. It is what it is. We're just going to leave it like that.
We're just going to leave it like that.
So, like I said, I dropped a video that somebody sent me on my Facebook page. And, you know, if you guys want to talk about that at all, we could talk about it. Or maybe it's unbelievable. Maybe you got something else that we can talk about.
I don't know. Let's talk about the video. I just was, you know, talking about on my page today, do we teach our girls about abstinence and celibacy? And I got a lot of interesting, you know, everyone say yeah. But as they're saying yeah, and I'm looking at these little girls at my school, I'm like, are you sure you saying yeah? And they telling their friends, because, hunty, these little girls,
some of them probably don't even know. Some of their parents probably don't even know. So why don't you go ahead and tell the people right now, what's the difference?
You know, there's no difference. Okay, celibacy and abstinence is the same thing. You're abstaining from sex. You're not having sex with no one. You're just waiting, you know, to have sex until you can be emotionally attached to having sex. And celibacy is the same thing. You know, you're just abstaining from sex. You've had sex before. Abstinence, if you've never had any. Celibacy is when you've had sex and now you're saying, I don't want to have sex anymore until I decide to find that one to deflower me again or whatever, until I'm ready to have a relationship with someone else. Those things, you know, to not have the emotions of, you know, sex and different things. Like abstinence is abstaining, period. You don't think about it. You don't touch it. You don't do oral. You don't do anything. You don't have no type of sexual interactions at all. Celibacy, sometimes they say, okay, I can, you know, do oral and don't feel like it's sex because it's not intercourse. But celibacy, like I said, is another way of saying, okay, I'm not having sex with no one. I've had it, but I'm not having it no more until whatever. I'm just
Because
I find that partner that I want to be with.
Right.
And so my question was, you know, are we teaching the girls that? Because they're so sexual, they're so sensual, and they're so bisexual, and they're so, even being bisexual, I don't even care that they're bisexual, but they're so sexual. And they, I like you, I want to touch you, I want to, I'm like, good Lord. There's so many studs, there's so many, like, I just want to know, do you guys know that you your self-dignity for your body, you don't have to be so sexual. It's just, whew. And are you refraining from sex and oral sex and all that? Like, whew. It's whew.
Right. That is a good question for you parents out there, man. I mean, are you? Are you teaching them the difference? You know what I mean? I mean, do you teach them the real old school birds and the bees?
I'm just saying, you did, because, like, one of the main things I taught my daughters was, you know, hey, you got to be careful, because a lot of times, a lot of boys are after one thing. You dig? So don't be so quick, especially when they come around talking about you want to get high, you want to go get a drink, you want to go pop some pill, or you want to go do something funky. You know what I mean? They're trying to get you kind of a little doped up so you'll be more liberated into doing whatever, you know what I mean, they want you to do. You know what I mean? These are things that you have to teach, especially as a father. You know the shit that you did when you was younger. Keep it 100, bruh. These little boys doing the same damn thing. We gotta let them know, hey, don't fall for the scams. Make sure it means something if you're gonna do it, because it's gonna happen. You know, and I have to be honest, like, it took me, like, probably the whole time, all the way up until my daughters was, like, 16, up till then, I had to prepare myself. They're gonna have sex. They're gonna have sex. No, they're not. Oh, God, I hope. No, please, no. No, because the stuff nobody's gonna stick their, but, you know, I had to tell it's gonna happen. It's natural. You know, only thing you can do is prepare their mind for, you know what I mean, the least amount of heartbreaks, not put yourself in a situation to end up with a bunch of STDs that cannot be cured, things like that. So, you know, yeah, I mean, that's a great question, you know, if you're teaching your daughters or even sons about abstinence and what you call it, chivalry. I'm just kidding.
but the thing about it is we kept taking it to the, you know, what they see, you know, and if, you know, their parents, if your parents are telling you, you need to not have sex, but they see 4 or 5 niggas coming in and out the crib, how can you expect them to be like, that makes a difference? You know, mom, I see you rolling it with, you know, 4 or 5 niggas, you know, what we hear at night ain't, you know what I'm saying? So what they hear and what they see are two different things. Like, what they're seeing and what they're hearing from folks nowadays is two different things. And they're just, and then poor little girls who already got touched, you know, through molestation, they just feel like they to be a man or be a boy or be bisexual or be studs. And I'm just like, oh, good Lord. Like, how can y'all just accept y'all self-worth and just wait? These little knucklehead boys ain't worth it. They don't, man, it's just too early. And it's just so disheartening. That's where I need a woo-saw from.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one. So, all right, so we are about at the end of the show. So, hey, man, we rounded it all the way off, didn't we? We got like a look, she's in my ear. She's in my ear. Somebody get this lady. We got 90 seconds. Look, just say it one more game. Say it again one more time. Just say it one more time, Craig. Say it one more time. So all right, you got some last words before this lady come back? And,
I said it. You are more than enough. Everybody, you guys are more than enough. You don't have to say it in the mirror. Just know it now. You are more than enough.
Oh, are you talking to me? Oh, you mean everybody?
No, that's not...
Oh, okay. My bad. Everybody, my bad. Yeah. That's a good one. Hey, that's how it be coming out though. When, like, with your poetry, sometimes when you do your poetry, we need to get back to that night when you do that. You know, sometimes it's like you, like, resonate to people. You know what I mean? There's quite a few ones. You know, when you were talking, I was like, is she talking to me? No, she's talking to everybody. So yeah, you got very powerful vibes in your voice. So yeah.
Thank you. That is a poetry one. I will put it on. I do have one that I just put on Facebook, and then I'll put it to the Monster page. It's I love. I'll put that on there.
There we go.
There we go.
So, all right, that concludes our episode for tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, you can always go to monsterusradio.com and check out the live show. I'm going to be putting up some more information. I got to really get on doing the construction with that thing, but I ain't had much time to get back from London. I was gone 3 weeks, so I had to come back and catch up 3 weeks and still do my regular weeks. Man, I got tired little feet. So, all right, y'all. I don't know what else to say. I'm going to get up out of here. I need to go get me some food, get me some water. So, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for Friday Night Live when we get y'all ready for the weekend. I got some hot new music for y'all. Let's see. And that's all I got to tell y'all. It is what it is.
You got some hot new music.
Hot new music. Oh, yeah, fashion tips. What else we got? Entertainment news.
Entertainment news, and we got a game tomorrow. Let's do our game tomorrow. Would you rather?
Oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah, tune in for the would you rather. Let's see. Yeah, so that's about it. So, all right, remember, the normal routine. If you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because we're trying to be in your business. We need your ass for the ratings tomorrow for Friday Night Live. All right, y'all. We out of here. Peace.
Thank you for listening.